Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And in the ups and downs of last week's farming, we had a brief spell of upward temperatures. Combines and balers worked on into the nights as farmers did their best to clear up the remains of harvest 2011. According to Douglas Gordon from Bindle at Port Mahomock, it's been the wettest September for years. There's a warning to farmers and growers from NFU Scotland about the dangers of mud on roads now that autumn cultivations are seriously underway. They say that in spite of the wet and muddy season and the tremendous efforts of a lot of farmers and workers, there are still one or two out there ignoring the mess they're leaving behind. And add, please use slippery road signs with mud on the road subplates. Now, last week, we were down in London for the Farmers Weekly Awards to celebrate with some of the very best in the farming industry. Among those who were nominated from north of the border were dairy farmer Fergus McDell from Galloway, Andrew and Debbie Bruth from Aberdeenshire for local farmers, and sheep farmer Douglas Graham from Stirling. Actually winning were Green Energy Farmer of the Year Neil Gourlay from Dumfries and Arable Farmer of the Year Colin McGregor from Coldstream. But star of the night was a man with connections to the north and this particular programme. He's Charlie Russell, Farm Manager of the Year and overall winner Farmer of the Year. He's married to John Scott's sister from Fern Farm and was over the moon to be taking the title back to the Glenapp estate in Ayrshire.
Very unexpected. I really just came down for a good night out and a bit of a party, and it's turned into a bit more than that. But no, I'm delighted that Murray Firth Radio are here and delighted to be married into the Easter Ross Mafia.
And you must be delighted personally to have achieved so much in such a short space of time.
It's great to see everything working in conjunction just to make a sustainable future for the estate, and that's a huge accolade by itself without these ones tonight. And I think, you know, us up in Scotland, we've really got to show the rest of the nation what we can do.
TV personality Matt Baker was on hand to present the prizes and tell us about his passion for British farming.
For me, it's something that I've just kind of grown up with, to be honest with you, and you don't realise how passionate you are until you move away. And you know, I went off to do Blue Peter and all of that, and suddenly you realise what is important. And farming, British landscape, the whole lot.
So, all in all, a tremendous night for Scotland. But we do need entries from the Highlands for next year. Farmers Weekly editor Jane King tells us exactly why tomorrow on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.